Thanks, Al. What a race this promises to be. What a championship this has been for the 2023 Rocket F4 British Championship, certified by FIA. Two drivers going for the championship. The start of the weekend, 1 point between them. Now three. But it's basically down to what happens over the next 2 days. This whole season boils down to just three races. The entry list is on page 52. The grid has been amended and shapes up as follows. And the reason it's been amended is that we're going to be missing one driver. And it's a key driver as well. It's the driver fourth in the championship. The Indian driver, Dion Gowda, number 55, will not start race one due to a race ban from accumulated penalty points. So he's going to have to sit this one out, which is going to be a big blow of his chances of trying to finish third in the championship. He's also, Dion Gowda, got a five-place grid penalty in race two following an infringement at Donington Park last time out. So that is a big help for the driver third in the championship to try and hold on to third in the championship standings at Deegan Fairclough. So reduced to the role of spectator this one, Dion Gowda, which will be a huge frustration for him. And the grid therefore shapes up like this. On pole position for race one, the driver that leads the championship by 3 points, Louis Sharp from New Zealand for Rodin Carlin. Second on the grid, number 87, Deegan Fairclough for JHR Developments, the driver third in the championship standings. Second row of the grid, we got number four, Jimmy Pazik for Hi-Tech, starting third. And number five, Will McIntyre, the driver, second in the championship. The only one that can beat Louis Sharp this year. He's fourth on the grid. Row three, 27, Freddie Slater, continuing to impress. He's for Double R Racing, Ginetta Junior Championship dominator this year, coming into single-seaters for the first time at Donington. And very nearly getting a podium in his first weekend. He is one to watch for the future, Freddie Slater. So watch for him. Fifth on the grid. 14, Akil Alibi is alongside him. He's been a race winner this year, the South African ex-Ginetta Junior racer. At row four, we've got number 23, Gustav Johnson, the Swedish driver. First season of car racing for him as well. He leads the rookie championship. Next to him on the grid, though, is Gabriel Stilp, number seven, who is his big rival for the rookie championship standings. Gabriel, a multiple world karting champion in his first season of racing as well. The British driver starts eighth. Row five, we've got six, Kanato Lee, got the first ever win for a Japanese driver in British F4 when he was victorious here at Brands Hatch earlier this season. And from Australia, Patrick Hoytsenrode, number 17, starts 10th. Row six, James Higgins, number 18. You've got a double pole position here in wet conditions at Brands Hatch earlier this season. And 29, Mika Abraham starts alongside. He ended up in the gravel trap facing the wrong way at the end of qualifying this morning. Another rapid South African driver. Row seven, two, Noah Lyle, the Australian. And eight, Kai Damianani from India. Row eight, 78, Jack Sherwood from Britain. And Josh Irfan, who's had an outright win and been a winner in the rookie class this year. Josh, in his first season of car racing, number 12 from Britain, starts 16th. And row 9, 28, Doa de Decker from Belgium. And 28, Isaac Barashi. 26, Isaac Barashi. Round out 18 cars on the grid. Right, championship-wise, the grid for this one is based on every driver's second best lap time. Their fastest lap time from qualifying sets the grid for race three. Tomorrow morning, we'll have a reverse grid race. So qualifying time's tipped upside down and a reverse grid race. But for this race and for race three, it's 25 points for a race victory. There are points for the top 10. It's like Formula One in terms of it's an FIA championship system. So 25 for a win, 18 for second, 15 for third, 12 for fourth, 10 for 5th, 8 for 6th, 6 for 7th, 4 points for 8th, 2 points for 9th and a point for 10th, but also a point for fastest lap in each of the races. There were 2 points awarded for pole position from this morning's qualifying session. They went to Louis Sharp, so he's added 2 points to his tallies on 333 points now, which gives him a 3-point lead over Will McIntyre, with still available 78 points up for grabs this weekend. And they are first and fourth on the grid for this one. It's going to be a huge, huge race, this. It's going to be a huge weekend. The pressure you cannot imagine for these young drivers, all looking to make a name for themselves, and particularly those two fighting for the overall championship. The last few rows of the grid lineup as well. We've still got a rookie fight to be determined as well, and the team's championship also up for grabs still in the Rocket F4 British Championship. So 20 minutes of racing about to get underway here at the end of Saturday. Louis Sharp on pole position. The revs rise. The red lights go out. The race gets underway. It's a great start for Louis Sharp. Pretty good start for Deegan Fairclough, but he's going to have to defend from the Australian Jimmy Pazik, who's trying to go around the outside of him. They almost touch wheels on the way into Paddock Hill Bend. The front wheels of Jimmy Pazik's car and the rear wheels of the second place car of Deegan Fairclough. But they stay as they are. They avoid the contact. Fairclough second, Pazik third as they come downhill now out of Druids. Fourth place for Will McIntyre. He's not been able to find a way through as yet. They make their way onto the Cooper Straits. And then you've got an issue there coming out of the corner from Gabriel Stilp. The driver second in the rookie standings coming slowly out of Graham Hill Bend and going slowly up the Cooper Straits. That doesn't look good for Gabriel. I think it might be a retirement. So the car pulls off the circuit already on lap one. Early in lap one, Gabriel still in dramas. That's going to be positive news for Gustav Johnson to extend his lead potentially in the championship for the Rookie Cup. And the top three in the race and the top three in the rookies get on the podium at the end of each race. Got more side-by-side action further back as Jack Sherwood and Mika Abrahams go side-by-side as they went through Westfield. They plummet downhill with Jack Sherwood getting the upper hand. So he's made a pretty good start, I reckon, from 15th place. Or maybe Mika's had a bad start for those two to be running together. It's been an absolutely mega start, though. Perfect start for Louis Sharp, who was on fine form last time out at Donington at the Grand Prix circuit. They've had a long wait for this weekend. It was the end of August the last time they were racing. One of the Virtuosi cars pulling into the pits as well with a problem. Gabriel Stilpe is already in the pits. At the end of the first lap of the race, it's Sharp leading by nearly a second from Fairclough. And a huge tussle going on in the second group of cars as they make their way through Paddock Hill. Ben Noah Lahr getting stuck in, trying to get up the inside of one of the Fortec cars there of James Higgins as they go side by side on the way to Druids. He's done it, he's got through. So that's a place gained for Noah Lyle up to eighth position. It was a Keel Alibi that came into the pits. That was the Virtuosi Racing car I saw coming in. So Keel with a problem on the first lap of the race as well. And Jack Sherwood diving up the inside of his teammate now as he tries to get a place on Kai Darianani, which he does all the way through Surtees and gets through and gains another position. So Sherwood pushing on nicely here. Akil Alibi goes out. Didn't see whether it was to do with a tyre or maybe a front wing, but it was a quick change and Akil is back out now. But Stone last. He could do with a safety car to bunch them all back up together. Sharp leads. Fairclough second. McIntyre got up to third at the end of that lap ahead of Jimmy Pazik. So Pazik fourth. Gustav Johnson in fifth place, the leading rookie by some distance. The next best rookie is Irfan back in 13th place. And then we've got Kanato Lee in sixth place. He's gained three places on the first lap of the race. Patrick Hoitzenroder, seventh, has gained three places on lap one. James Higgins was eighth, but he's now ninth behind Noah Lyle. And then Kai Darianani and Jack Sherwood both moving up the order on that first lap of the race as well. So through into the lowering sun here in the late afternoon, they make their way up through Hawthorns and into Druids now. We've got Kai Darianani off in the gravel trap, though, over at Clearway. So Kai off in the Virtuosi Racing car. It's not been a good start to the race for that team, with one in the pits with a problem, one in the gravel trap now. And he's buried in the gravel trap, and that could be, and it will be, a safety car. So a safety car being deployed at the end of lap two. That now tears out onto the track, and it won't pick up the race leader. It's going to pick up Kanato Lee and therefore wave him through. So Scott Stringfellow driving the car. Kieran Sammons, the observer, waves him through because he needs to pick up the race leader. So effectively, the pace setter under safety car conditions will become Louis Sharp. But it won't be until the next lap that he picks up the safety car, unless Scott nicks through that gap, which he will actually, onto the Indy circuit. He'll pick them up when he gets out at Clearways. Right, a replay. What happened with Kai Darianani? It was contact, and it was Freddie Slater trying to get up the inside of him on the way into Clearways. Front wheel touched rear wheel, and Kai was on the outside and into the gravel trap, and out of the race he went. So gather a breath. Louis Sharp leads the race in car number 11. Number 87, Deegan Fairclough, second. Third, number 5, Will McIntyre. Fourth, number 4, Jimmy Pazik. Fifth, number 23, Gustav Johnsen. Sixth, number 6, Kanato Lee. Seventh, number 17, Patrick Hoitzenroder. Eighth is number 2, Noah Lyle. Ninth is number 18, James Higgins. And 10th, the last one in the points at the moment, is Jack Sherwood at number 78. Mika Abrahams, number 29, is next up in 11th place, just outside of the points. And then we've got Josh Irfan, number 12, in 12th. Freddie Slater delayed with all of that incident, down to 13th place in car 27. Isaac Barashi from the back to 20 in car number 26 to 14th. Dowdy Decker number 28, 15th. Keel Alibi, just what he needed, this safety car, after that run through the pit lane with a problem and with damage. So Keel Alibi back onto the group now. We want to watch, I reckon, in car 14. He's 16th. Gabriel Stilp, likewise, will get back onto the back of that group. But has lost a lap and is in car number 7 running in 17th place as the last of the runners. Now, at the moment, 25 points plus one coming the way of Louis Sharp, because he has got the fastest lap of the race. So 25 points plus a point for fastest lap plus the 2 points for pole position that he got this morning. So he's on a maximum of 28 at the moment. Will McIntyre is running in third place. That will give him 15 points. So it will be 14 points suddenly between the top two in the championship as it stands, I reckon, because it was three. And with that point for the fastest lap as well, he is on 26. He's outscoring him by 11 points in this race alone. And he was already three in front at the start of the race. So 14 points clear, 1 point clear at the start of the day for Louis Sharp. But that's if it stays like this. We've got Deegan Fairclough running third in the championship, second in the race. He's going to pick up 18 points. Dion Guerra, not starting the race, he's going to pick up zilch from this race. And James Higgins, who's fifth in the championship, is ninth at the moment. He's going to pick up 2 points. So as it stands, I reckon, we've got 359 points for Sharp, 345 for McIntyre, 14 behind. They're the only two that can win the championship. Fairclough on 254, with now a 23-point advantage over Dion Guerra, and James Higgins still fifth, but on 210 points, only 11 behind Dion Guerra. And then the Gustav Johnson is leading the rookies, so he's on course for 25 points there. And Josh Erfan is second, so he's going to get 18 in the rookie division. And then third in the rookie division is Isaac Barashi, fourth Dowdy Decker, so he's on course for 12 points. And so it's fifth place for Gabriel Stilp, still in the race, still going to get some points out of it, but of course a long way down the order, so he'd only get 10 points for that. And therefore I think 35 will be the gap between Johnson and Stilp, with after this race 40 points still available, looking very good, almost there, almost home and dry in the rookie cup for Gustav Johnson. Incidentally, while we've got this pause in the racing, the autograph session will be at 1:30 tomorrow. So the British F4 drivers will be outside the F4 Race Centre in the outer paddock at 1:30 for about 20 minutes or so tomorrow to sign autographs in the F4 autograph session. And these are stars of the future. We've already had three drivers in the last few years that have made their way to be on the current Formula One grid. Lando Norris, who won this championship in 2015. 2017 championship runner-up Oscar Piastri, British F4, now racing in Formula 1 with McLaren as teammate to Lando Norris, and Logan Sargeant in Formula 1 with Williams, raced in that champion in this championship that year as well, 2017. So these are the next crop of Formula 1 hopefuls and superstars, and your chance to catch up with them in the Formula 4 autograph session at 1:30 tomorrow as the race is about to get back underway. Green flag lap, Louis Sharp leads the charge then over the start finish line, down into turn one at Paddock Hill Bend. Nobody in the top six close enough to attack anybody else. It's been the perfect restart then for the New Zealander. Up at the hairpin he goes, turns and then descends downhill now towards Graham Hill Bend. This undulating circuit, he gets even more up and down Dale when you get out into the Grand Prix loop through Westfield and through Dingledale and Sheen in particular. But everybody behaving themselves at the start of this restart, and Deegan Fairclough not close enough to attack the race leader. You've got Mika Abrahams getting back up, James Higgins getting up the inside of Jack Sherwood to defend his ninth position on the way through Surtees. So those two were together, and James with the green trim on the red and white Fortec car number 18, Still side by side with Jack Sherwood. Sherwood around the outside now on the way into Hawthorn. Great move in the Chris Dittmer Racing car. So number 78, Jack Sherwood, that will put him up to ninth place. That was a terrific move. And they gave each other just enough room there as the race leaders make their way through Dingledale, uphill into Sheen. And then they'll go left through Stirling and whip their way back down towards us. Deegan Fairclough, he's definitely keeping up with Louis Sharp on this restart. It's a couple of car lengths behind him still, but... is the only one hanging on to him. Will McIntyre in the number five high-tech car, high-tech Pulse 8 car, which is second in the championship. Just a little bit off them now in third place. So down into Paddock Hill Bend they go in the second half of the race now. 9 minutes, 45 seconds remain on the clock. And so that one change in the top 10 between Sherwood and Higgins for ninth place. Freddie Slater's got one back, number 27 up to 12th ahead of Josh Irfan. And Akil Alibi has got himself ahead of Dawid Dedeker. So he's on the attack in the number 14 blue Virtuosi car, having got back onto the group now. Akil Alibi, the South African, he's hooked himself onto the back of who? Of Gabriel Stilp, who's ahead of him on the road, but behind him in the race because he's a lap down in the number 7 car. Right, the race leaders make their way down through Pilgrim's Drop and then they'll rise back uphill, coming out of the valley into the braking zone for the right-hander at Hawthorn. Best lap of the race to Louis Sharp last time around. He's done an absolute best first sector, absolute best second sector. He's only fractionally quicker than Deegan Fairclough, but he is quicker. He is just edging out that advantage. Behind them in third, Will McIntyre is pushing on as much as he can, but he's not getting any personal best sector times coming out of Stirling. Deegan Fairclough goes wide, goes on the grass, has a rally cross moment, quickly gathers it back together again. But with dusty tyres, he'll now fall back into the clutches of Will McIntyre. It'll be much closer to him this time around. So that cost him a half a second, maybe that, and it's dropped him away from the race leader, who was almost half a second clear. It's going to be more like a second now as they come through. And he does the fastest lap of the race again, Louis Sharp. So that's another confirmation that he's going to get that fastest lap point as it stands. Cost about 7 tenths of a second in the end to Deegan Fairclough. So he's now 1.2 seconds adrift. Just pushed a little bit too hard coming out through Stirling. So Will McIntyre given a bit of hope to at least try and get second place out of this. And three more championship points. He's still going to be outscored as it stands by Louis Sharp. But if he can get second place, that will be something to take into tomorrow. But Deegan Fairclough looks like he's recovering pretty quickly to me, because he's just done a personal best first sector. So he might have been off the road, he might have been over the limit, and he might have had a hairy moment, but it's not stopped him from pushing on here. And Deegan with a great response there with a personal best through the first sector. So he's edging back away, possibly from Will McIntyre. Willow's done a personal best through the second sector and gets a bit closer to him. They drop downhill now, coming out of Westfield, go up through Dingledale into Sheen, rise up another blind entrance into that corner. So you really have to pick your point, pick your memory as well as you target that corner. Out through Stirling, no problem this time. Out they come back into the Indy circuit, back to the clearways, and still pretty similar gap, I would say, from second to third. So they'll come through. Over the line goes Louis Sharp, 1.3 seconds clear at the end of the previous lap. Another fastest lap of the race, 125.046 seconds. Louis Sharp is in the groove. He almost like has come out as a different driver since Donington Park. He's been great this year, but he just seems to have taken it up another level since that Donington Park Grand Prix weekend, where he was absolutely superb a few weeks ago. So that was what got him back into the championship lead, and he's shown no signs of relenting ever since then. So Louis Sharp, fine performance. He's now second and a half clear of Deegan Fairclough. But whatever happens, Will McIntyre can be very proud of his achievements this year, because remember, it's his first season racing single-seaters, and first season in British F4. And at the very least, he's going to finish second in the championship.
And he's got a really dry sense of humour, and delivers the lines that he gives completely straight. And you never know if he's having a little giggle with you or whether he's being completely serious. But one of the things he has said to me this year that sort of struck a chord with me is how all of the other drivers have been, throughout the season, taking the mickey because he hasn't won as many races as they have, and yet still he was leading the championship. And I didn't know whether to offer sympathy or giggle, because I wasn't sure if he was his sense of humour.
Yeah, Well, it hasn't bothered him. I mean, it doesn't matter how many back races you win, just win the championship. That's the key thing.
Exactly that.
Got a chance of doing that, yet took him until the last race at Thruxton, round weekend four of the championship. So it took him until the 12th race of the season before he got a race victory. But, you know, it's his first season in single-seater, so pretty good effort, I would say. He almost got championship lead on that race as well. It was only because Louis Sharp went from, if you remember, fifth to third on the last lap and a half of that race that he just about held on to the points lead.
So the only reason I know is we did a podcast, the Barking Mad podcast, which is the BARC's podcast, a few weeks ago, and we had Louis and Will on together. So it was interesting to watch them both interact, and they said, yeah, no, we're friends, we get on really well. Yeah, don't know if we will after the end of Brands Hatch. We'll have to wait and see. But the other story that came out about Louis is that Louis and his dad sort of moved over here for this year to compete in the championship from New Zealand. He hasn't seen his sister all year. And, you know, the sacrifices that drivers do to compete over here in the UK, it's really quite incredible.
Absolutely. And I mentioned earlier, Kanato Lee moving across from Japan when he was just 12 years old.
It's incredible,
race
isn't it?
Over
yeah.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic dedication from them, isn't it?
I think Louis also said he hasn't seen his dog. I think that that was another one that he misses and feels homesick. Yeah,
did say sister first though. So
said sister first.
Rowdy points.
Humans first. That's the rule.
Because if he said that the wrong way around, he'd have been in trouble when he got
home. Aaron Taylor Smith would be quite happy to not say it that way around.
Yeah, he's a big dog lover, isn't he? Yeah, absolutely right. Right. So Louis Sharp controlling things beautifully as he makes his way through Graham Hill Bend. Deegan Fairclough has edged back away now from Will McIntyre. So another, what's his four on the trot now, isn't it, for Louis Sharp? Another fastest lap of the race, 124.863 seconds. So there is a driver very much in the zone and enjoying himself. Deegan Fairclough is 1.3 seconds behind. He's 1.3 seconds ahead of Will McIntyre. The gap's almost equidistant. And from third to fourth, from Will McIntyre to Jimmy Pezik, that gap is 1.3 seconds as well. And it's almost 1.3 seconds between Pezik and Johnson. So very equally measured, those gaps between first, second, third, fourth, and fourth and fifth. Gustav Johnson on course to give himself a really good advantage going into tomorrow in terms of the Rookie Cup. We won't quite have done it, but it'll be only a few points away from doing it. Further back, we've got a really nice battle going on, albeit for 15th place, between Isaac Barashi and Dario De Decker. But it is also the battle for the final spot on the rookie podium. Gustav Johnson, number 23, in fifth, leads the rookies. Number 12, Josh Irfan, 13th place, is second. But those two are about to come back onto the Indy circuit, almost nose to tail, are battling for the final spot on the rookie podium. And at the moment, Barashi, number 26, had an issue with the car this morning in qualifying. He's just ahead of Dario De Decker in the 28 car. So those two coming now into the right-hander at Paddock Hill Bend with very little to choose between them. The race leader, though, about to make his way off the Indy circuit and onto the Grand Prix loop already, with this time the fastest lap of the race going to Deegan Fairclough. So that's good news for Will McIntyre, because that takes a point away from the race leader, Louis Sharp. He gets the 25 points now, but not 26, not the point for fastest lap. That point instead goes to Deegan Fairclough. That means he's going to score 19 points now. So he's going to give himself now a 34-point advantage over Dion Gaura, who's had to sit out this race and has got a grid penalty tomorrow. So that's looking good. Not sorted yet, but very good for Deegan for third place in his first season of car racing as well in the championship. So they make their way out through the Grand Prix loop, coming out of Stirling and heading back into Clearways now, the race leader. And he did an absolute best first sector, so he might want that championship point back for the fastest lap. And he's had a pretty good rest of the lap as well, so it's going to be close this. He comes through and does a 124.9. It's a really good lap. It's not quite as good as his best. It's not quite as good as Deegan Fairclough's best lap of the race, that 124.7 from the previous lap. So Fairclough in second place on course for the fastest lap point. So as it stands, 13 points now between the top two in the championship, with this the final lap of the race. So out onto the Cooper Strait for the final time in the race goes Louis Sharp, number 11. Deegan Fairclough, number 87, in second. Will McIntyre, number 5, in third. Jimmy Pezik, number 4, in fourth. 23, Gustav Johnson, the leading rookie, in fifth. And Kanato Lee, number 6, in sixth place. So it's been as plain sailing as it could be so far for Louis Sharp. He's got it absolutely right. He's had the car underneath him, He's had a bit between his teeth. He's not put a wheel wrong. The only thing that hasn't quite gone his way is the fastest lap of the race, but I don't think he'll mind too much. The back end of the car hops and skips and bounces over that rough bit of tarmac coming out of Hawthorn and Westfield. Drops down, climbs back up again through Dingledale, through Sheen and into Stirling. He now comes for the final time. And it's all looking good. Personal best in the middle sector and absolute best in the third sector for Deegan Fairclough. He's trying to keep the pressure up, but the checkered flag has been unfurled and there's one corner to go. And Louis Sharp is about to pick up another race win, his sixth of the season, to extend his championship lead. Louis Sharp wins here at Brands Hatch. Deegan Fairclough comes home in second. Will McIntyre can only manage third place. Fourth place, Jimmy Pazik. Fifth over the line, Gustav Jonsson. Sixth place is going to be Canato Lee. Close behind him, Patrick Hoytsenroder with a good drive to seventh. Noah Lyle in eighth. Jack Sherwood in ninth. And James Higgins in tenth of the other points finishers in the race. And then we've got Josh Irfan, second best rookie, 13th. And Barashi fended off Dedeker in that last few laps to get the final spot on the Rookie Cup podium. So by my maths, unofficially, 13 points now between Louis Sharp and Will McIntyre, with after this first race, 52 points still up for grabs. But he will not be counting his chickens yet, because the next race tomorrow is going to be that reverse grid race. And that means that Louis Sharp, having been fastest in qualifying, has got to start dead last. Will McIntyre is going to be ahead of him on the grid. He's going to be starting three places ahead of him on the grid. And you've got all the carnage to try and work your way through in that reverse grid race as well. Bonus points for every place you make up in the race from your grid position. If you get in the top eight, you score points as well. So it's 13 points, but it can very quickly change in race two. But for Saturday, at least, job done for Louis Sharp. Great drive, another win. He looks absolutely delighted with that. And Deegan Fairclough gets a pat on the shoulder from the championship leader as well. Good job done by Deegan with a second place finish. That's going to be his seventh podium finish of the year so far.